This is Laura Dierda, an editor-in-chief at Becker's Healthcare, and I'm thrilled today to visit with Tashka Nelson, Senior Manager of Business Process Management at Kaiser Permanente. Tashka has built a fascinating career and is passionate about advancing healthcare. We will discuss 5 to 7 questions today. Tashka, please introduce yourself.
Thank you, Laura. I'm known as TK by many. I was born and raised in a very diverse climate of Miami, Florida, and now reside in Maryland, just a few minutes outside of the nation's capital. This area is actually equally cultured, but in different ways. We actually celebrate differences in culture and views quite frequently here, and I'm really enjoying living here. Since 2002, I've been committed to making an impact in healthcare. I've done so by gaining an end-to-end understanding of how healthcare works, what our patients need, and which areas of focus are truly important. My natural evolution, I transformed into process improvement, a project management professional, and now a leader. Today, I lead a team of consultants dedicated to driving change at Kaiser Permanente. I also serve on the Women Empowered Business Resource Group Executive Board as co-chair, and I lead the Maryland Hub of Stride, a women's forum that's dedicated to connecting and transforming women leaders. As the daughter of a Jamaican-born father that migrated to the U.S., a few years before I was born, I was taught to take chances, be bold, build relationships, and work hard for success. My mom, an RN and patient educator, instilled in me the need to nurture, empower, and share as much knowledge as I can. So I've really embraced that as a person. As I tie all of this together, I've tried to execute the mission as a mentor and develop anyone hungry to learn, bring together as many people as possible, and live for my eulogy and not my resume.
Fantastic. And what's your best advice for women professionals and professionals in general?
I focus on quite a few things, but I limited them to 5. So 1, be bold. The worst you can hear is no. There's way too many opportunities that are lost due to fear. I highly recommend Amy Cuddy's Presence, Bring Your Boldest Self to Your Biggest Challenges, to anyone looking to grow in this area. Bullet 2, think through how you'd want to be described by others. In order to do that, you must provide experiences that allow that description to be true. If you want to be described as innovative, allow your creativity to show. No one knows what they don't know, so you must be your own advocate. You have to share your ideas in meetings or LinkedIn or any other applicable forums. Number 3. Focus on your craft. If you want to be the best project manager, as an example, you can be, you must study hard, you have to practice harder, and you have to be active in professional forums. In this situation, you have to surround yourself by the professionals that can mentor you and share lessons learned. Continuous learning and improvement is key. Bullet point 4. Yesterday, I was clever, so I changed the world. Today, I am wise, so I changed myself. Rumi. That's one of the quotes I live by. There are so many resources available to anyone that wants to consistently learn, and they should. So we must take advantage of them. Last bullet, build genuine relationships. So we truly have to care for one another, and we have to strive to make those relationships mutually beneficial. You must give to receive. So sometimes we have to sit back and think about whether or not we're giving everything that we can.
That's great insight. And I'm wondering now, how do you stay motivated?
I take time to recognize the impacts of my efforts, and I celebrate. It's way too common that we want to just check the box when an achievement is gained and hurry onward to the next milestone. If we celebrate our wins when we experience the not-so-great times, it's easier to reflect and move forward. I also ensure that I celebrate in the successes of others.
That's fantastic. And then I'm wondering now, what are you most proud of from the last couple of years?
I'm proud of my ability to be more bold and take chances I was scared to take before. We always say, speak up, be bold, and those are common words of advice, but doing it is scary. And I feel as if I'm doing a lot better with that now and empowering others to do so. I'm really proud of the lives I've touched. So mentoring is something that is definitely a high priority on my list, and I definitely love celebrating in the lives of others as they are reaching their potential. I'm also proud of Greeks in Healthcare. It's an organization that I founded, and it's a vehicle to allow members of fraternities and sororities working in healthcare to get together, connect, and build relationships. We started out with just me, and now we're 170 members strong in the D.C. area.
Pascal, you mentioned that you're in a sorority. Could you tell us which sorority you're in?
Definitely. I'm a proud member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority, Incorporated.
Tell me about Kaiser Permanente.
Sure. Our organization is a nonprofit with the mission of providing high-quality, affordable healthcare service and improving the health of its members and community. We focus on end-to-end healthy outcomes by operating an integrated care model, and we service Medicare, Medicaid, commercial, and individual members across the Mid-Atlantic States region. Our organization is very community-focused, with the current focus on homelessness and technological breakthroughs.
If this year goes well, what does that look like?
I'll continue to spread knowledge. I'm looking to increase my impact by speaking at conferences, by developing more learning and development programs. I also look to continue the growth within We at KP, Stride, and Greeks in Healthcare.
Well, fantastic. Thank you so much for appearing on our podcast today. This has been a fascinating recording, and I'm really looking forward to seeing what you do over the next year. Thank you so much, Tashka.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.